Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily. Okay, well, today we are talking about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Season two.
Yes, season two.
We're excited. Season two was dramatic.
So dramatic.
Maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah. Before we get into really what happened on the season, I just have a few things to preface. The first one being, I would never recommend this show to anyone, personally.
Yeah.
Like, I don't tell people you should watch this. But if they have watched it, I'm like, okay, well, what did you think?
Like, let's talk about
it. I'm like, we have so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. But also, don't watch it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
unless
I just don't.
Unless you are bored and you want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Because it's great entertainment.
Absolutely. So, what would you describe season two? Like, if you, three words to describe season two.
This one's five words.
Okay.
Demi is a mean girl.
Demi is a mean girl. Yep.
Okay, but I actually have some.
Her true colors really came out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And thinking back on season one, I'm like, she's been like this the whole time.
Yeah. Why did we like her so much in season one?
Just because she spoke her mind.
I don't know.
But she did a little bit too much this season.
Yeah.
We'll talk about her later. My three words. Well, I have two sets of three words. Drama, therapy, infidelity.
Yes.
And then my other set was extensions, clout, meltdowns.
Oh my goodness. Yes. To all those things.
Yes.
Extensions took me out.
Oh, they're so bad.
Extensions are so bad.
They're so bad. Especially Layla's in that one clip.
Oh my gosh.
Poor girl.
Okay, my three words to sum up season two is hot, dumpster, fire.
Yeah. Yep. Just give me a quick rating of your girls, of the girls.
Oh.
Like, let's go our top. We can do it at the same time. Okay. I feel like my number one would be Taylor.
Yeah. I would say Macy.
Okay.
And Taylor.
As number one.
Yeah, they're pretty close, though.
Yeah,
they're both
my number two would probably be Macy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, even though she bugged me this season, but she had reason.
Yeah,
why she was kind of
no. None of them are perfect.
Jen is probably my next.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's really. Your third?
I would have to say probably.
Not Michaela.
Jesse or Miranda.
Oh, I forgot about Miranda.
Yeah. And then probably Jen. I don't know. Or Whitney. I don't know. She kind of redeemed herself this season.
Okay, but towards the end, though. No.
I don't know. I really just hate all of them.
I know. I
can't even rank them.
But, like, I actually like Taylor and Macy. But we're going to explain everything. Just, like, these are our quick ratings. Probably number four for me is Miranda. And then number five, maybe Jesse. Six, Michaela.
At the bottom of the pyramid, let's do an. I feel like I need a pyramid, not a list.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are kind of together.
Yeah.
So let's do an Abby Lee Miller pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid for me is.
Under the pyramid.
Demi.
Is Demi. Demi.
Lee, she's not even on the pyramid.
No.
Layla's down there.
Ugh, Layla. Why?
Michaela's down there.
Michaela bugged me.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel bad for her.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into each of these women individually.
Yes.
But anything else? Did you rank all of them?
Or did we just skip anyone? I feel like I always skip one.
And at the top of the pyramid is Hakeem.
That was
in
so
my number
good.
One. I wanted more. Can he? Can I need him in more seasons? I really would just rather him narrate the whole thing.
Yeah.
And with then also, eyes. I want him in interviews. Like, instead of going to the girls, you know, yeah. and having them explain what happened, I just want Hakeem there in the chair.
Yes. Because that was speaking of interviews, part. Should we start talking about Jesse? Because going into the season, I saw quite a few interviews with her in it. And she just, like, immediately, like, had something to say every time. And it was bugging me.
Oh, same.
That she couldn't decide if she was an ex-Mormon or a Mormon.
Yeah, the interviews were really annoying. Because Jesse is just, I don't know, she just says whatever's convenient and whatever gets yeah. views. But yeah, I saw one interview where she was speaking on behalf of quote-unquote Mormons.
And she kept saying we.
Yeah. So basically claiming that she's a Mormon and these things. Which, by the way, this is the other thing I wanted to preface. Anybody who is just using the term Mormon like that
isn't Mormon.
You may want to take what they're saying with a grain of salt, because you're actually not supposed to use that term.
Yeah.
The church officially asked members not to use that term because it's inaccurate. So the term in of itself is inaccurate.
Yes.
People, I understand it's hard to break habits. But mm-hmm. if somebody, Hulu, Jesse, every single woman on the show, every single person on the show is using it, I would probably not trust anything any of them say about the church. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jesse in her interviews was being super annoying, because then in other interviews she's like, oh, I'm totally ex-Mormon. So then I'm like, why were you putting yourself in the category of Mormon like 2 seconds ago?
Yeah, in the when same it was convenient interview, and then
yeah
she said, yeah, I'm an ex-Mormon, and then went on about her story about that, and then they were talking about dirty sodas and she mm-hmm. kept saying we do this, we do that, and I'm like, wait. Yeah. Are you an ex-Mormon? Are you Mormon? Because you can't say we if you're an ex-Mormon.
Yeah. And she was like, we Mormons are super vain and we are obsessed with perfection. But and I'm like, okay, that's actually opposite the yeah. truth, but okay, whatever.
A lot of it is kind of outdated.
Yeah.
Of like what they say. There was that one conversation that they had, though, that I was like, she secretly still believes in it, because yeah. she was asked, well, do you believe in the Book of Mormon?
Oh, yeah.
And what was her response?
I was actually dying at that, because she goes, I don't know. And so I'm like, if you don't immediately...
Well, she said something like, well, you never know.
Yeah.
So if she, yeah, if she like immediately didn't say, no, I don't, then she still believes in it somewhat.
There is a part of her that believes it could be true, or believes it's true, because yeah. she couldn't say that it wasn't true. She's like, well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was dying at that. I'm like, oh my gosh. There's still a little part of you, Jesse. Like,
there is.
Don't be like, oh, I'm totally X.
And
totally
you X. can tell. And that's probably why she says we, is because she secretly is like.
The real secret lives.
The real
is that they actually lives. Believe the church is true. That's the biggest secret of the whole show.
But they just don't want to follow the rules.
They just don't like rules. So they just say makeup. Reasons.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying.
But I did like Jesse throughout the season. Her hair looked the best out of everyone, probably because she didn't do it.
Oh my gosh, I'm dead. No, her hair did look the best.
Why did she low-key just sabotage everybody?
I don't
with
know.
With their extensions.
But Layla's were so bad.
But I did see someone online saying, like, these girls probably just don't know how to style them.
Yeah, that too.
And Jesse knows how to style them. So that's probably why hers looked better.
Yeah. But it was so funny how, now I'm jumping way ahead, but the whole drama with Denise saying that Jesse's not good at hair. But then, you know, the best she looked all season at the Christmas party? Mm-hmm. You know who got her ready for the Christmas party and did her hair?
Was it Jesse?
Jesse.
Wow.
Jesse posted the video of her getting, like, doing her hair for the Christmas party.
Annoying. Her hair looked fabulous.
Yeah. Demi does have good hair. Like, her hair always looks good. Jesse's hair always looks good.
She doesn't have extensions.
And then everybody else, I don't know. Are you sure? Or do they just look good? Her hair looks really thick.
I'm like 90% sure she doesn't have extensions. But I could be wrong.
And then good for Whitney for not just jumping on the bandwagon and embracing her short natural hair.
Yeah.
Honestly, respect.
Should we jump, since you said Whitney, should we jump to Whitney and talk about her?
Whitney definitely redeemed herself this season a little bit.
But, like, she wasn't any fun.
No.
She just was, like, a standby trying to...
She literally gave birth in the middle of the season, though.
Yeah.
So she gave birth, so she's kind of, like, not in the middle of everything for a minute. And then she was trying to get back into mom talk, and that was killing me. They would literally talk about Whitney right in front of her face, and she would just be like,
I don't know how she did that.
And she just didn't care.
Like, she held so strong.
No, I know. And it was actually cracking me up. The way that Michaela would just talk about Whitney like she wasn't there, and Whitney was 2 feet away from her,
made me
laugh so hard.
Remember what happened between them? Why is Michaela being so harsh?
I don't remember either. On Whitney? It is gone from my mind. I think it's ridiculous.
Like, I feel like Whitney did Macy and Taylor dirtier than she did Michaela.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Michaela, like, there's no coming back from that. Like, they are not going to be friends ever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of frustrating because they've all done stupid stuff. They've all done hurtful things. They've all been mean to each other. And, like, a lot of them preach forgiveness. But Michaela is just being so stubborn. She refuses to entertain the idea of Whitney even speaking directly to her.
Yeah.
She won't even talk to her.
I thought that was so odd.
I think it's a little bit cowardly. Like, she was not even open to having a conversation with Whitney. Mm-hmm. She's like, no. And she's calling it, quote unquote, boundaries. Like, no, this is a boundary. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you're just too, like, stuck up to face the music.
Yeah.
And you don't want to face your problems, so you're just avoiding it.
Totally. My issue with Whitney, I honestly did like her. And she's my favorite social media presence.
Oh, yeah. She's hilarious.
She's so funny. But my issue with her was at the end when she started siding with Demi for no reason. Like, it made no sense why she was on Demi's side. And it's probably just because...
Are you talking about the Christmas party? I don't even remember. Or was it at Jesse's house at the end?
There were, like, a couple times. Like, I think at the Christmas party and at Jesse's house, there were a couple times where she just, like, made it known, and in interviews, like, she will stand with Demi, basically. Yeah. And I just thought that was weird.
Why?
Like, yeah, their friendship is really weird to me. And it's probably because you don't like Demi by the end. So anybody that's siding with her, you don't like them.
Here's the thing. Whitney's personality and her social media presence definitely puts her up higher.
And her husband. Some of the other,
like, they're so funny. But I just don't believe anything that comes out of Whitney's mouth ever.
No.
Just because of things I know about their personal lives. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like everything she says is fake. But she's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give her points for her humor.
But can we talk about the best person in the whole group? Connor, her husband. Connor. Why is he, like, literally the best human out of all of them?
Yeah.
I don't remember what he even said, but when they were talking to Taylor, when she was feeling super down and bad about herself, like, what he said to her was just absolutely perfect. And I was like, why didn't we get more Connor in this season?
More Connor. I'm glad all the husbands are on contract now.
Yeah.
But I think he was basically just saying, like, you've got to forgive yourself. Like, give yourself some grace. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. And he beautifully said it.
Yeah, I said it way better than that. But yes, we stand Connor.
We love Connor.
Yep. Top of the pyramid. Should we move on?
Top of the pyramid. He's on top.
On top.
He's, well, I shouldn't say that.
Anyways, should we talk about Michaela?
Yes.
Which we already started, kind of.
I don't know how to feel about Michaela.
No, she's bugging me.
She was bugging me. I did like that she spoke out more. I did appreciate that. I liked that they dove into her story because she does have a very traumatic, hard story. And she went through hard things. But I feel like she was trying to be funny and it just wasn't coming off that funny. And she was being a little bit too forward and out there. And sometimes it just was mean.
Yeah.
and it was unnecessary.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I really don't have any problem with her except for the whole mean girl complex in season two.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like several of the women this season are thinking that it's cool to be the mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they like think that's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm like, it's cool to be nice sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. That's just a thought.
Yeah. Let's maybe start with that.
I don't know. Most, it usually gets you more kudos than being rude. But whatever. And she was just so way too stubborn.
Yeah. But her and Macy's friendship is honestly so cute. And I love seeing their posts together online. And the fact that they're both pregnant together.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. I thought, though, that Michaela got pregnant after Macy, but it's the other way.
Macy got pregnant first.
No, Michaela got pregnant first.
Michaela got pregnant first. Oh, okay.
But they're like literally 3 weeks apart or something.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy. Crazy. They should be due soon, I feel like. I also feel like Jen should be due soon.
Yeah. Jen's definitely getting real close. I think she's, because I'm pretty sure Jen is like a month ahead of me or something like that.
Okay.
So that means she's,
it's like June.
Yeah, she's probably due at the end of June or something like that. That's rough. A rough estimate. I'm not exactly sure where she's at.
I wonder if her birth is going to be on season three. Probably. Because I think they're filming right now.
Do we want to talk about Jen while we're talking about her?
Yes. Jen.
I mean, she was only really on the first half of the season.
But she was like one of the main ones in the first half.
And I was a huge supporter and a defender of Jen after season one. I don't like her as much after season two, just because she really did keep contradicting herself. She kept saying things, and then I'm like, that is not true. She was just very
confused.
Yeah.
And the whole thing of like the Chippendales stunt, first of all, that didn't sit well with me.
No.
Like, the fact that Jesse and Demi did that to, like, poke fun at her and Zach's marriage, that was really mean.
It was absolutely malicious, and they were trying to act like they were totally innocent.
But, like, they did, we did see that they kind of asked Jen, and she thought that it would be a fun idea. No.
Here's my take on that. They claim that they told Jen about what was happening, and Jen was on board. But the only evidence that we have from that video, because they showed it multiple times, the only thing we heard them say on the video was, Brett is going to take his shirt off and be a Chippendales dancer halfway through the Halloween party. And he's going to do a dance. And Jen was like, oh my gosh, that's great. They didn't say that he was going to dance on her. They didn't tell her in that video. I mean, maybe they did, but we don't have evidence of it. We don't have evidence that they told her that they were hiring a real Chippendales dancer, flying him in from Vegas, putting Jen in a chair and having them dance on her lap.
Like that she was going to be the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then making your husband watch these half-naked men dance on your lap. They did not tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm on Jen's side with that one.
Well, and to be more on Jen's side, she did later on explain that she just felt like she needed to say that because she wanted to be a part of the group. She didn't want them to think that she was still like feeling weird about the situation type of thing.
And I
understand that. Like, that's kind of like a peer pressure thing, but like, you're an adult.
You can't be mad later. Yeah. You said it was okay.
Yeah.
So really the whole thing is confusing. But at the end of the day, I do feel like Jesse and Demi were like, nah, I was totally innocent. We were just having fun. But no, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they knew that it would cause a rift and that Zach would be mad. And I think they wanted to tear them down. They wanted them to get in an argument.
Do you feel like Jen was kind of acting this season?
Yeah, I can definitely see it. Like what the women are saying, I feel like I definitely saw that this season. And so,
well, especially with her and Zach's like first conversation.
Oh yeah, the whole thing was totally fake.
She like opened the door, and you could tell in his face, like, "Whoa, like, where's my wife? This isn't my wife."
Yeah,
he was funny this season.
I feel like Jen was just saying things that she thinks that people wanted her to say to Zach.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And they definitely had this conversation. It just wasn't real. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was staged. I'm like, you guys, this isn't the first time you're talking about this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
This is just for the cameras, so.
Yeah.
The whole thing was fake.
I also thought it was funny how Zach would, like, go meet up with people just solo without Jen. Like, no other husband did that.
Wait, who did he meet? What do you mean?
Like, he met up with Demi and Jesse,
right,
without Jen. Like, well, why wasn't Jen a part of that conversation?
She told him she wanted him to apologize to them.
But why couldn't she be there?
I don't know.
And then he also, like, met up with Whitney and Connor. Just himself.
Although Zach's social media right now is popping off.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Everybody, he did have a redemption because I'll look at comments.
The comments are like, no, Zach, why are you making us like you?
Yeah. They're like, okay, we get it. You're saved. You're fine. You know?
Yeah.
But his lookalikes, like the Jack from Incredibles, or
I haven't seen that.
They're so funny.
That's funny.
I love the internet.
I love the internet. And then Jen getting pregnant. Okay. Are we going to get canceled? Am I going to get canceled? Because, like, I was so mad at her.
Yeah.
Like, why are we sleeping with her husband unprotected while we're going through, like, marital turmoil?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your home life is not stable, like, let's not just do stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you sleep with someone, you can't get pregnant. That is just how it works in life. And you should know that because you're an adult, and it's not like, I don't know. It's just, I'm like, I don't know if that was really a great decision.
And just seeing her reaction to it and how she said, like, I fear for this child. Like that's
not
scary.
It's not fair to the children.
No.
To just be so reckless with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not fair. And so that made me kind of mad. But look, people get pregnant accidentally all the time, and people I know personally get pregnant accidentally, and but I don't know, that one just really bugged me for some reason.
But speaking like, from why, personal Jen? Experience, it's really not that hard to avoid it.
Yes, you guys. Yeah. It just feels like maybe Jen could have done more to prevent that from happening. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
But I mean, they put it in God's hands and it's meant to be, and it seems like she's doing better now. But that girl was going through it at the beginning of her pregnancy. Poor thing.
Yeah, it was rough. I'm glad that she kind of left.
Yeah,
I think too. It was definitely not healthy for her to be in mom talk.
Hot take? I don't think she should be in mom talk. I agree with Zach. I think it's so unhealthy for her.
Yeah.
And her alone.
It seems so, you're right. It seems so unhealthy for her. I'm like, is this really worth it for you, Jen?
Yeah, because it honestly was really, really hard watching Jen go through all of that.
Yeah, and struggle. It really was. It really was.
Like, it was sad. And I feel really bad for her. And I hope that she has, like, people supporting her and helping her through it that outside of mom talk, because I know she has friends outside of mom talk, obviously, and I just hope that, like, they were there and that she had family to help her, because that's not fun. Like, that's really hard, and I don't think people realize what women really go through in pregnancy and postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. Like, everything is changing. Your body's changing, your hormones are changing, and it's not easy. So I feel for her, and I just hope that she healed.
Yeah, 100%.
But speaking of healing, the ketamine.
Oh.
Why would they? I would feel so uncomfortable if I was being recorded while taking ketamine.
Oh, yeah.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah. But that is what reality television is. I know. You signed up to put your personal life out there.
Like, this whole...
And I don't know. I couldn't do it, but...
This whole recording these therapy sessions.
Yeah, like Michaela's therapy sessions. I was like, is this, are you, is this working when you have a camera in there?
No.
I feel like it needs to be private for it to really work.
Like, I really hope for both of them. Well, yeah, I'm sure they did. But I hope that they both did a lot of therapy outside of the show that wasn't recorded. Like, if they recorded every single therapy session, that would be messed up. But you would right. not be able to fully express yourself the way no. that you need to with a camera on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure therapy is supposed to be, like, a safe space.
Not shared.
But, like, okay, safe space plus this camera that's going to share it with the entire world.
Yeah.
That's not...
On one of the biggest, most popular shows right now.
Yeah, I don't think that's working out, but...
You could tell that Michaela was, like, really holding back.
No, she seemed so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, get that camera out of her face.
Yeah.
Like, let her speak to her therapist by herself.
Yeah, that was not okay. But the ketamine was funny. Like, just getting high and the... I honestly was shocked that they... put that on the show
with Zach and Jen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a little weird, but that's, like I said, that's what reality television is. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, should we move on?
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk about Taylor.
Well, let's talk about some others first because let's talk about Taylor last.
Okay.
Save the best for last.
You want to talk about Layla or Demi?
Let's talk about Layla.
Layla does not have a single thought in her head. She is just existing there in the space with the other mom talk.
The fact that she smoked out of that blunt that came out of that woman's hooch. And then she didn't have a thought in her brain.
That's what I'm saying.
It came out. And then all of the other girls were like, that was disgusting. And she was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like,
she's just there. Existing.
Yeah.
I just look at her and her eyes are just blank.
And she's probably like that because she's so skinny and is running on nothing.
She's malnourished. She's lost a lot of brain cells.
But why couldn't she choose a side this season? Like, she was here and there on this person's side, on this person's side. And
oh,
like,
she just says whatever she thinks will sound good in the moment.
Like, I
not
hate
thinking about
that.
Like, the future.
Yeah.
She doesn't think. That's my point. She doesn't think about anything.
I also saw someone say that she was, like, the producer plant or whatever. And it makes so much sense because she was doing, like, odd things that I feel like she wouldn't normally do. Like, the pregnancy roulette. That was random.
Yeah.
And how...
She's not even. She's not even married. Oh, I guess she was in a relationship, so that counts.
But like, there were certain things throughout the show.
Which, by the way, they broke up.
Oh, her and her boyfriend.
Yeah,
good. He was ugly.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like someone that I went to high school with or junior high with.
Oh, that's so mean.
Oh.
Yeah, he was weird looking for sure. I was like, oh.
But since I brought it up, should we talk about the whole pregnancy roulette situation?
That was so messed up. I mean, they all knew that Demi was struggling with getting pregnant because she told them about it.
Yeah.
And so that was just such an insensitive thing to get everyone to do, first of all. But then the fact that everyone still participated is messed up. Like, somebody should have said something. Hey, this is might be uncomfortable for some people in the group.
Uh-huh.
No, they just all did it.
They just, yeah.
They didn't. Nobody thinks. Nobody has a brain. That's what I'm saying.
Well, first of all, if Macy and Michaela didn't want people to know, why didn't they just put water on it?
Yeah, they could have faked
number
it.
Number one.
Yeah.
But they didn't think about that. Number two, if Demi knew that it was going to trigger her, she didn't have to participate.
Yes.
Like, we exactly. don't, we can say no, you know?
It's either a yes or a no on a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
So if you're playing pregnancy roulette, there is a chance that it could be positive. There's a chance that it could be negative. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how it goes, especially with a large group. And so Demi should have known, like, I don't want to play just in case there are positive tests, because that will trigger me.
Uh-huh. But how sad was it that she pulled out a positive test?
Yeah, that's messed up.
Like, the producers messed for sure did up. That. Or do you think that that just happened?
I don't know how they would have known. They put tape over all of them.
True.
I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't put it past the producers.
That would honestly be really mean on their part if they did that.
Yeah.
Because that was messed up. And then she was making it all about her. And I did feel really bad for Macy and Michaela, because it's such like a happy special time for them, and they felt bad that they were pregnant.
Yeah.
Because it was just like a bad situation all around. But then, yeah, I just wasn't a Demi fan at all.
Yeah.
I hated that she made that whole situation about her.
Yeah. And it was sad, because then that's not how Michaela and Macy wanted to announce that they were pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of put a damper on that as well.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, we all could have thought for maybe 5 seconds and all of this could have been avoided.
Yeah.
But then, you know, do you think the producers made them all do it? Because they knew.
Probably.
I don't know. It's just all stupid.
But still, it's like, Demi could have said no. Is there anything else about Layla before we move on to the next person?
No.
Honestly, Mom Talk would be fine without her.
Yeah.
It would be the same. Like, she isn't giving anything good or bad. She's just very in the middle.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Who should we talk about next? Miranda?
Yeah. Okay. So, with Miranda joining, like, episode one, I was like, oh my gosh, this is just total BS, because Miranda is saying, oh, I want to join Mom Talk because I'm single now and, like, I want this friendship. No, you're joining because you're getting paid. Mm-hmm. And you got, you know, asked if you wanted to join Mom Talk, and it's a money thing. Don't act like you wanted this, like, friendship. No. You're just here because you got cast.
Yeah.
But I ended up liking Miranda.
Same. At first, she bugged me because her voice bugged me so bad.
Yeah, it's like weirdly low.
Yeah.
But I liked her. And then the Halloween episode with the crab hands. Lobster.
Don't know why she didn't take those off.
Made me laugh. Like, that was just the best part. Anyways.
But I feel like by the end, she was wondering why she joined.
Right.
This show.
Which, valid. Because this season, all they did was tear each other down and fight.
Yeah.
So if I were her, I would also be like, if she didn't think that, I would think there was something wrong with her.
Yeah.
If she wasn't questioning joining Mom Talk by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But then I can also see why they would all be mad that she's joining. Like, she hasn't talked to any of them or been friends with them in 2 years. And now that this show is, like, blowing up and they're all super successful, she wants to join and be friends with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that.
That's why I was bugged with her at the beginning.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like she wasn't like that. And the producers brought her in for the drama.
Yeah.
But the whole swinging situation, I'm still confused about, like, what actually happened.
Yeah. Who knows. It was just,
we'll never know.
Yeah. I do think, I usually believe everything Taylor says. I think she's very honest and open. She's probably the most honest one out of the entire group. However, she did contradict herself with one thing this season. And it was when she was trying to clear up the swinging scandal, because Miranda is saying, I never, like, slept with other people's husbands, basically, right? She was like, yeah. That never happened. She's like, all I did was kiss, mm-hmm. you know, other guys. And that was, like, the soft swinging and that Taylor. We did. And Taylor was like, no, everybody slept with everyone.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't true.
Yeah.
So that did annoy me because I really trust Taylor and everything she says, but that was inaccurate information.
And that clip was literally playing over and over everywhere.
Yeah, because then she did backtrack and was like, well, it was more than kissing. And then she was like, it was more than kissing. It was, and then she named some other things, but it wasn't sleeping around.
Yeah. It wasn't sleeping with everybody.
And so I'm like, okay, well, that's a contradiction of what you've been saying on the internet for 5 years now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of frustrating. And I would be really frustrated as Miranda if Taylor was saying that about me and it just wasn't true.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, good for Miranda, I guess, for owning up to everything and kind of coming clean and being like, yeah, this is what happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny it anymore. That sucks, though.
Still a weird thing. Like, some of the things that they said, I'm like, hmm.
They had really to have been weird. So drunk to be doing those things because, ew.
Like, sleeping with your partner in the same bed?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Gross.
That's really weird.
So weird.
The things that people do, man.
But there is, I mean, if we're talking about swingers, I think...
There's crazier stuff.
There is like an underground Utah swingers thing.
Yeah.
Like I think that there's a lot more swingers than we think.
Oh, probably, for sure.
I think I might know some.
Probably, for sure. You know some?
I think maybe.
Who?
I'm not saying on the podcast... Okay, but I have suspicions. I don't think you know them, but you know there are like some people that we know, and we're like, they're kind of off. Like there's something off about this married couple. You know? I wonder if they're swingers.
Ew! I want to know who.
I don't even think you know them, but yeah, we're not really friends with them. But like we have been friends with them and hung out with them, and you start to like think back to some of the things they say out loud, and I'm like. That's not a normal thing to talk about with your friends.
Not okay.
Like, they're testing the waters to see how we react. And I would always be like, "Why? Stop talking to me about
this. That's so uncomfortable. Yeah.
I would, like, shut it down so quick. I'd be like, I don't want to hear this. Don't talk to me about that.
Ew.
I don't want to know that about your personal life.
Ew. No, please, no.
No, I don't know if they're swingers or not, but definitely makes me wonder. Like, I think there's, like I said, I just think there's more than we think.
Yeah.
In Utah.
Probably.
Ooh, gives me the heebie-jeebies. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I just like went down a deep hole thinking about it, and I can't. Ew, gross. That's such a. It's just such a weird thing to participate in.
I don't really understand it. Anyways, we are not swingers, everyone. Just if we weren't clear. Are not interested.
Yeah, please no. No.
Okay, that was a tangent. Let's talk about either Demi or Taylor. That's all we've got left.
Should we talk about Demi?
Yeah, sure. Demi, apparently her name is Demetria. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Which makes sense, like why she sometimes goes by Demi and sometimes goes by Demi.
Demetria.
My friend went to high school with her and she went by Demi.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit confusing.
Yeah, that is confusing, but that makes sense. I honestly thought that was a joke, though. Whoever said Demetria, I didn't think that was her actual real name.
Her husband called her Demetria.
In what context? I don't remember.
He was like mad at her.
Oh.
She said something. He wasn't mad, but she said something inappropriate, and he was like Demetria.
What if that's like a pet name, though?
No, I think it is her real name because I think Jesse called her that at some point too. I don't know. Can't remember. But anyways, Demi is the worst. She's the new villain.
And do we think she's actually done with mom talk?
Jesse doesn't think she's done. In an interview, Jesse was just basically saying, she says she's done, but she can't be done. But like, I secretly love that Demi has put herself in this situation. The situation being, she's saying, if Taylor's in, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, and then Taylor's definitely going to be in.
Yeah.
For sure, Taylor's going to be in. So now, Demi has a choice. She can either keep to her
kiss
word.
Kiss Taylor's butt.
She can keep to her word and leave, which mm-hmm. I'd be happy about.
Mm-hmm.
Or she can stay and look stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just hate how Demi will put herself on this pedestal and was obviously acting like she's better than everyone and deserved more than everyone. And it really came out. It really came out. And she was like saying she felt like she could fight for more money because she was the fan favorite. But like, that's weird that she thought she deserved more than Taylor. I don't know if that's actually what she thought, but that's what it kind of came off as.
And she got humbled so quickly.
She did. But the whole thing of like, she's so willing to just push people out. Yeah. Like with the whole Jesse thing before they became BFFs, she was willing to push Jesse out just for more money.
Yeah.
And then that ended up being the same thing with Taylor. And she was trying so hard to get all of the girls to be on her side. And I loved that none of them, well, Whitney was, but they were like, no, like Taylor is queen bee.
Demi is really desperate for money. That's what it comes down to, I think.
Yeah.
Because we know, we talked about it in our other episode, how we had the tea about when they went to Vegas in season one, Demi lost her luggage and they were like, well, just buy new clothes. And she's like, I literally can't.
Yeah.
You don't understand. I have nothing. I have no money.
Yeah.
So they try to act like they, you know, are all well off because they're all getting these
brand deals.
Yeah. Plastic surgeries and spending all this money, nice cars. They did, you know, we heard through the grapevine that they have all gotten a pay increase. And also, you know, their husbands are also getting paid now. So mm-hmm. I would assume that Demi's doing a lot better financially because of the success that season one had.
Yeah.
But she just still seems really desperate for money because she even said something about how it's not fair because, like, Jesse has her business and she is financially stable, so like I deserve blah blah blah. And I'm like, that's not how it works.
That's not how that works. If you want more money, you have your own business.
Yeah.
That is one thing that I really like about Jesse is that she isn't solely relying on Mom Talk, and she has this business that she's passionate about, and she can fall back on that, and she's super successful and doing well even before Mom Talk.
Yeah.
And she's like the only, well, Michaela now. Macy. Did we talk about Macy yet?
No. I forgot about her. We did, like, briefly, but we didn't go into more depth.
We can talk about her next.
Okay.
But yeah, Demi, girl, I really liked her, but now I just, like,
nah.
No.
She went from the top of the pyramid to the bottom of the pyramid real quickly.
And Mom Talk would be fine if she left.
Yep.
Honestly.
That's why I'm very excited. I'm like so happy that she put herself in this situation. She's either going to stay and look stupid or she's going to leave.
Yeah.
So, because Taylor's not leaving.
Yeah. And there were some pretty shady things that she did throughout the season.
Yeah.
Like the whole Chippendale stunt.
Yeah.
Was just straight up mean. And not inviting people to certain parties. Like, the whose baby shower was it that they went to? Or it was some shower that they all got invited to. Some of them decided not to go. And then they, I guess it was Jesse, though, that hosted a separate party. They were like, well, since we're not going, we should still get together and have
that
fun.
That made me so mad.
That was so rude.
That was so petty.
That was so petty.
And that was my problem with Jesse and Demi the first half of the season. Jesse kind of redeemed herself, but she liked to act all innocent. Oh, it's just like, you know, anybody not going to whose shower was it? Whitney's baby shower? Yeah, Whitney's baby shower. Anybody not going to Whitney's baby shower, like, she hosted a whole dinner. That's so petty.
Like, that's really mean.
Yeah, that's rude.
And Demi not inviting Taylor to her Christmas party. Like,
yeah.
I don't care where your relationship is at. Like, you're a unit. Everyone should be invited. But, like, obviously, we don't have this type of drama. And they're not even friends, which is so weird. Like, some of them aren't even friends. We didn't talk about why the hell did Jessie invite all of those people to her Halloween party? Why would she do that?
See, that's the other thing. She's like, if I would have known that things were going to get crazy, I wouldn't have invited all these people. No.
Obviously, you knew.
You knew exactly what you were doing. You wanted shiz to go down.
Yeah.
You wanted people to fight. You wanted it to get dramatic. And then you try to act all innocent. Oh, my gosh. I didn't mean for that to happen. I just wanted to get the... I just thought if I invited everyone, we would be able to, like, get the truth out. And I'm like... At a Halloween party?
Yeah, no, that not is the time not and place.
The time and place. Like, don't act. Like, I see right through you, Jessie. Come on, girl.
Yeah. And she's like, I just wanted to be inclusive.
No, girl. We know what you were trying to do.
Yeah, that made me so mad and also tainted my view on Jessie a little bit.
Yep.
But Demi, do you have anything else? I
no.
Feel like I'm beating a dead horse talking about how much I dislike her.
No.
Like, she just, I don't know if she will be able to be redeemed, because she, out of all of them, she is honestly the most narcissistic. And she, you know for a fact, she thinks she's the prettiest. She thinks she's the smartest. She thinks her husband is the best looking. She thinks she is the best. She is the fan favorite. She is the star of the show. She will never be the star of the show. I'm sorry,
but never. And then the fact that the promo pic or the poster
she's for in the season very back. 2,
she's in the very, very back on the far end,
mm-hmm.
is so satisfying, because she got humbled so quickly. She went into season 2 thinking that she was... Yeah, like you said, hot the star shit. Of the show. And then turns out everybody hates her. Even so, she went into that conversation at the very last episode trying to get Taylor, like thinking she's invincible, trying to get Taylor out.
Yeah.
And then kicks herself out instead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She thinks that she has all this power, and then turns out, well, if you're going to be rude to everyone, you're going to get yourself kicked out.
The best was when she had her whole sob story. I've been so loyal to all of you guys. I've done so much for you guys. I'm always there for you. You're just backstabbing everyone. And then Taylor goes, well, if you feel that way, there's the door.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Savage. Oh, my gosh. That was great. Taylor, she's the best.
Taylor's queen.
Before we talk about Taylor, though, let's talk about Macy real quick.
Okay. Macy is mother. That is how I would describe her.
She is the mom of mom talk.
Yes, she is. She's the only one that still has brain cells left, I think.
She honestly is the most normal.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
She's a good friend. She's mm-hmm. always there for the other girls if they need her. And she's, like, so willing to listen. Gives pretty good advice. Sometimes I'm like, what are you saying?
Yep.
And her story was so sad. I'm really happy that we got into it this season, because it's such a crazy story.
Yeah, because after season one, because she didn't talk about it really at all in season one, but the internet talked about it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they brought it up on season two to kind of, for her to tell her story her way and not the internet. But it really, you know, was what everyone said.
And happened. Her going back to the crash site, that was like, my heart was breaking.
I think I cried a little bit in that scene.
That was so sad and so hard. Like, I could not even imagine going through that. Like, how is she even functioning? I understand that she was young, but that is like... extremely hard to go through. Your baby daddy, was she married?
No.
Your baby daddy dying while you're pregnant, like
13 weeks pregnant.
I can't even think about it.
No,
it's rough. I don't even want to.
And then, you know, she went through that, she had a kid, single mom,
and she's honestly kicking butt now.
Yeah. And then I think she was in a really abusive relationship even after all of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. And then she met her husband. I don't know the timeline on things, but...
And he seems awesome. Like a, such a sweet human being.
Yeah, and I would I like more of him.
I really well, didn't I get to know him. I loved that he wasn't really involved.
That actually shows how normal he is.
Uh-huh.
Because any normal person really wouldn't want to be involved in this.
Yeah. And hearing her IVF story, that's what yeah. made the whole...
Yeah, and then infertility. Like, she's been through it all.
Yeah. That's like, what made death, the whole, like, abuse, pregnancy roulette situation extra so sad for her. Yeah. Because, yes, Demi has been struggling for years, but Macy also struggled. Right. And this was her miracle baby.
Yeah.
And she deserved to be celebrated for that.
And then
that.
Her and Michaela just felt guilty yeah. and sad that, like, because they were pregnant, they put a damper on everything.
And Macy went through IVF yeah. to try and have a baby. Like, that's mm-hmm. really sad that she had to feel that way about that
right.
situation. And I love that she's going to write a book. I am going to read it.
Yeah.
It seems like it'll be like a memoir, right? Yeah. Of just it's what her she's life gone story. Through. And she really, really pushed what she wanted Mom Talk to be about and what they originally wanted it to be about. And I'm glad that we kind of came to that towards the end and that she spoke up about it multiple times, because that's what it should be about. It should be about women supporting women and not this catty drama. Yeah. And I really hope that we do get to see that
yeah.
in her book.
I feel like all of the women have kind of lost touch yeah. of what the whole point of Mom Talk is, except Macy. I feel like she's the only one that kind of cares about other people still. And it just makes me laugh when Jen or other people are like, no, I really think Mom Talk could be something great and it's all about uplifting women. And I'm like, all you do is the opposite of uplift each other. Like,
yeah.
You guys are just yelling at each other all the time. Being petty. Anyways, I think it's silly, but I think if they can get their act together, Macy's definitely a good example.
I just don't think it's the right group of women no, for that. No. I mean, maybe Macy?
They're like, we empower women. I'm like, empowering them no. to what? Be a...
drama queen?
Anyways, I do have to say, though, Macy definitely... is a peacemaker, maybe a people pleaser, and I can resonate with that, but I do feel like she avoids conflict and it can be frustrating sometimes because she won't stand up for what you yes. know that she's thinking.
I didn't like that.
And there's sometimes
like
where you wanted her to speak up and she wouldn't. And you're like, oh, come on, Macy.
I didn't like that she was a part of those like side group messages and a part of yeah. those videos that supposedly she didn't know what they were going to caption them and...
Yeah,
that's the only issue that I had with Macy this season, is that she did play into those things. Yeah. But I think it is what you're saying, where she just feels like she needs to avoid that conflict.
Yeah, I would love to see her step even more into a leadership role with the whole group.
Me too.
Like, I think she just feels like she's one of them when she really could be more of a leader.
Yeah. I'm here for
so,
it.
So I hope I see that in the next few seasons.
Same. And should we talk about Taylor?
Taylor. Okay. Love that
Taylor
girl.
Taylor is made for reality TV.
Literally.
If she had a solo show, it would still be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she is for sure the best one out of, like, the best character yeah. out of the whole group.
She's toxic.
She's so toxic.
She comes with a lot of baggage. She comes with a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, like I was saying, she is so self-destructive. It actually makes me sad. But at least she's not, like, destructive to everyone else.
Yeah.
She's just honest.
She's honestly the best friend out of all of yeah. them. I mean, her and Macy, probably.
Yeah.
But she truly is a good friend. Like, yeah. she is willing to be there for all of them. And if you give her crap or you do her wrong, she's not going to put up with it.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I love about Taylor, is she's not going to talk badly about you behind your back. She's going to talk badly about you straight to your face.
Yeah. She's not backstabbing. She's not two-faced. Like, she just is who she is, and she's going to say it exactly what's on her mind.
Yeah.
Straight to you.
And all of the talks. You have
to kind of respect that.
Yeah. All of the talks with her mom.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved.
No, the villains of the season are Taylor's family.
Okay, that conversation was not...
The picnic scene.
Great.
The barbecue.
But
that it was not... Okay.
It was great TV.
Didn't it make you so sad for Taylor?
Yes.
That her family... And I'm like, well, no wonder she's so self-destructive. Look at who raised her.
Look at her family.
Look at how her mom and her stepdad is speaking to her.
Well, even her sister was like, you need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I understand that they're being like this, but... Why were they on Dakota's side?
No, the thing is, Dakota and Taylor both made the same mistake. They both slept with each other and had a baby together. And then they just continued to slut shame Taylor.
Yeah.
And say, well, you need to give him grace. You should give him grace. And I'm like, what about her? Does she not deserve any of that?
Yeah.
Like, it was a two-person job.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yeah.
They just slut shamed her. And I'm like,
and it was so sad. I hated the way that she was acting, though. She was acting like a teenage girl and just throwing a fit.
She was.
And it was really sad that their child was there and the sister had to come and pull the child away.
She can't regulate her emotions.
No.
But look at her family.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think she is the way she is?
Oh my gosh. That whole conversation. I was just laughing so hard. I could not believe it. When her dad... What did her dad say? What does that say about you?
Yeah.
I was like, he did not just say that. And then they all went off. And it kept going and going and going.
It was so bad. But, I mean, I do agree with her sister. It's like...
You do need therapy.
You need therapy, and you need to not be with Dakota. He is just as toxic. They're both toxic, and they're toxic together, and they just feed off of one another. They're codependent. They, like, can't stay away from each other, but then when they're together, they're miserable.
Yeah.
Like, just end it. And I was proud of her for ending it, but then she still would sleep with him after she ended it, so.
Yeah. And I feel like they're still kind of on and off even now, I'm sure.
Like, she can't cut it off.
No, but that would be really hard.
I understand.
Having a child with someone.
Right.
And, like, still loving them. Like, they still love each other even though they're so bad for each other.
I just feel like I see right through Dakota. Like, I think he wants to be a good person and he seems really charming. But I think he knows how to say the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on camera and especially to her parents. And I just feel like he just can't help but be so toxic.
Yeah.
Like, he's never going to change.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I feel about him. Like, she just needs to cut him off.
And the way he acted during the Halloween party bugged me. I'm like, why are you not standing up for Taylor?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're being a wuss right now. Like, can we quit doing this?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was crazy. Is there anything more about Taylor?
I feel like I did have more, but I don't remember right now. So, no.
I want to talk about
the end.
The Halloween episode.
Oh, okay.
And the Christmas episode.
Okay.
And then whatever else we want to talk about.
And then the very, very end.
Okay. So, the Halloween episode. I know we touched on this a few times. But that was a hot mess. And the only thing we didn't really talk about yet is when Chase tapped Demi on the shoulder.
Oh.
Barely touched her. Okay, he should not have poked her. He should not have put his finger on her. But he literally poked her on the shoulder. Poke. And she runs upstairs. Brett!
Chase
laid his hands on me. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Laying your hands on someone, That's a big accusation.
That's a different offense.
Because she just knew that Brett would go off the rails and go scream at him. And that's what she wanted. She wanted the drama. She wanted to be the victim. She's always a victim. It's so annoying.
And then the whole thing outside and Jordan, Jesse's husband, being
like, oh my
like,
gosh.
Jordan? Take ownership or something.
Flipped out. You know,
I was laughing so hard.
In his defense, though, like, I mean, if I said that a man laid his hands on me, I would hope that my husband would go to bat for me like that.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the hope. But he did, he didn't lay his hands on. He literally poked her. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Jordan just went off in that moment,
that was hilarious.
So funny.
But Chase, I mean, he was in the wrong, but not in the wrong in the way that Demi made it seem.
Yeah. No, Chase is toxic.
Like the way that he said, well, where's your husband? You know, it was like kind of demeaning. And
everything he was doing was
he's the worst. He's the biggest douchebag.
Yeah. You could tell he's just a liar about everything. And his poor girlfriend. His girlfriend looked like Hailey Bieber.
She was so pretty.
She was dressed as Hailey Bieber. And I was like, she actually looks a lot like, she looks just like Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
Weird.
Ew, I did not like him. I could have survived without him being on the show at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was poor girl. Ridiculous. Why is she with him?
Miranda seems like a girl's girl. The fact that she was like comforting her ex's new girlfriend.
Yeah. Ex-husband.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ex-husband's new girlfriend.
So, like, that makes it a little deeper.
Yeah, she seems like a girl's girl.
And then the police had to come, and Jesse was trying to explain. She's like, have you watched Secret Lives of Mormon Wives? They're like, no.
Honestly, though, I feel like I would have asked the same thing, because how else do you explain what's going on right now?
Yeah.
True. They definitely have seen it. They were lying.
Yeah. They're actually just actors. They weren't real police.
I am like, that had to have been staged. The producers just call the cops.
Yeah.
There's a disturbance in our neighborhood.
They probably did.
Honestly. I don't know. Maybe I would have called the cops for the neighbors, because it did sound pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
But
what were you going to say?
I don't remember.
I cut you off.
I don't remember. I think I said everything that I wanted to say. But Hakeem's face.
Oh.
I just want more of him. I know I already said that. But
I love that they invited him. That was the best.
He needs to be in every episode. Yes. Invited to every event. Okay, the Christmas episode. I know we talked about this as well, but the biggest thing I wanted to ask you about was what you thought about Taylor's gift to Demi.
Oh, honestly, good for her.
I thought it was so funny.
I thought it was hilarious, but it also was so mean. That was so mean. Because you know that everything Taylor said that Demi said was probably true.
Yeah.
And that just probably stabbed Demi so hard and Jesse even harder.
Like, but it made me, because, I don't know, I thought it was kind of, and this might be a hot take, I thought it was a tasteful jab.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that package probably was worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
She gave her all these, like, really nice hair products.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that was kind of nice, but just a jab, because they were all from Jay-Z Styles.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was hilarious.
I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
I honestly loved that for her.
I was like, did you think of that yourself, Taylor? Because that was hilarious, actually.
Oh, that was a good one.
But Demi was so offended by it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, dude, she just gifted you a bunch of nice products. So yeah. You can't be mad about it.
No.
So funny.
The gifts that they give each other. So interesting.
Oh my gosh, they're so problematic. And really, it's so weird to see all the filming. Like, we live right where they're filming everything. I'm actually shocked that I haven't run into them filming.
Yeah.
Because they're filming right next to my work. Literally, I share a wall with one of the places that they were filming. Where I work, I share a wall with, I don't want to say which one it was, because I don't want to tell that whole world where I work, but mm-hmm. I was like, oh, weird, I'm surprised I didn't see them. And then also, like, a block away from my house,
you're talking about,
yeah, they filmed, like, down here,
and that whole conversation, oh my gosh, now we can't talk about that conversation because I don't want people to know either, but that was funny. Interesting,
although I only am there like 2 or 3 days a week, so I'm sure they were filming when I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because I might have noticed otherwise. But Also, they were filming inside the store, so there's no way for me to have seen that anyways.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk about...
I did... Wait.
Sorry.
Never mind. No, I have nothing to say. You go.
I have nothing to say.
No.
Okay. You said you didn't want to?
No. Well, I was going to say that something totally unrelated. That's not important, so never mind.
Okay. Should we talk about the very end and...
Yeah.
People cheating on people. And
oh, I totally forgot about that.
So, first of all, there was accusations. Did I just say that right?
Accusations.
What?
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. But
okay.
Brett cheated on Demi while she was at Vanderpump Villa in Italy.
Allegedly, according to
Confessions Online.
Sunday for Macy.
Which, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I could believe it. And then, the whole thing with Demi and Marciano, how they were flirty at Vanderpump Villa. I need to go watch that show now.
I know. Which I think was their goal by doing this.
I know. I started, because there's like the same people in all of the seasons. So yeah. I started the first season, because I feel like you have to like...
Wait, how many seasons are there?
Like 2 or 3 or something. I know.
I ain't got time for this.
I don't want to. Anyway, so they were flirty. Some stuff went down. There's like footage of him kissing Demi's cheek and like hugging her and stuff. Just being like a little bit more intimate than what is appropriate when you're married.
Yeah.
And then in the very end, Layla talks to Marciano. He comes to Utah for this talk, and she asks him what happens, and he says that Jesse is the one that he slept with.
Mm-hmm.
So he slept with Jesse. They're still talking. They're still trying to get with each other, which is crazy. And in interviews now, Jesse isn't wearing her wedding ring. I think her marriage isn't doing too hot. I don't know about Demi and Brett's marriage. What's going on there? Maybe they both cheated, and so they're like, well, we both cheated, let's just stay together, or something like that. But I think, this is my prediction, that so because Demi got a cease and desist.
But then she denies getting it. I saw an interview where she denied it, but then...
but that came out.
Yeah.
You know? So either there was talk about it, or it's real because of that. Because obviously they can't talk about it. So like it, why would she deny it? She got it. But because Demi got a cease and desist and Jesse didn't, I think that everything that Marciano said he did with Jesse, he actually did with Demi.
Yeah.
And Demi, this is just my prediction, is that Demi told him to say that. And she's trying to ruin Jesse's relationship because you can see in the preview, like, why would she do this to me? She's ruining my marriage. Does she know what she's doing? I guess that can go both ways, like whether or not she did do it or not. But I don't know. That's my prediction.
My prediction or my theory, and I saw this on the internet and I am like, yes, that's what I think. Is that Demi and Marciano just love the drama. They love the attention. They planned this. Like, he's just lying.
Mm-hmm.
They just made up this entire affair. I don't believe him.
You think?
Yeah, I think he made up the whole thing.
With Jesse?
Yeah. So they could all get more attention.
Interesting.
And so he could get on the show.
Interesting.
Because
I just feel like he's lying in some way.
Yeah. So the girls, now that they don't like Demi, they're outing her. So there's interviews where they are saying that after season one, Demi on a phone call was suggesting, literally had this whole plan. She's like, you guys, here's what we're gonna do. I'm going to stage an affair with Dakota. Like, Demi wanted to stage an affair with Dakota. for the show. And I'm like,
which makes so she already has sense.
This idea in her head to make up fake affairs. So I wouldn't put it past her to make this up, right? Mm-hmm. Because she just wanted to do that for more attention and fame.
But why would she do that to Jesse? They're like best friends.
Well, I think we can see now that she doesn't care about anyone except herself. Yeah. And she will do anything for more money and fame.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my theory. And the way that they are popping out these seasons faster than the women are popping babies out is crazy. Because season three so is true. Coming out in September.
Is it? Is that confirmed?
Oh my gosh, that's what I've heard. Don't take my word for it, but that's what I saw online.
If these come out September. Every 6 months,
I think
that will be the best.
Yeah. The fact that they've already done season two. I know season three is already filmed.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So stay tuned in September.
For more. Season two was crazy.
Yeah.
It served, but it was a little bit too much, maybe.
I just my brain rots watching it. That's why I don't recommend it to anyone, because it literally rots your brain. But I can't stop watching.
Well, and I it won't makes stop. You appreciate though that we do have some brains.
Yeah, you know what, we might sound really dumb
on this podcast
all the time, but at least we're not that dumb.
That's okay, so sorry. Mean. I'm sorry. Who is the true mean girls here?
It's us. Sorry about it. I'm so sorry. But if y'all are listening to this and you've watched it, you would probably agree. So
yeah, you understand.
You understand. Anything else?
I don't think so.
I think that was everything we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So
that was a lot.
I know, that was actually way longer than I expected.
Same.
Oopsie.
We hope you enjoyed it, though, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in.
Please come back for more.
Like and subscribe.
Follow us at eb.pod. On Instagram and TikTok. Even though we have not been posting on TikTok, go follow us.
Yep. Okay.
And that's all we have. Okay, bye. Okay, bye.